listening to Carmen and Yurko.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
On WMVP, WSAT HD2, Chicago.
This is ESPN 1000, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Talking week 10 in the NFL. One game to go tonight between the Eagles and Commanders. Lions beat the Bears. Just two road wins since the start of 2020 for the Lions, both at Soldier Field. 2-14-1 in their last 17. Dan Campbell's first road victory as head coach. He was pretty fired up about that. First time in 30 years the Lions rallied from a two-touchdown deficit in the fourth quarter on the road to win a game, or almost 30 years anyway. I believe 93 was the last time that happened. So Yurk and I talking about all of that. Some good, some bad to come out of yesterday. The good is Justin Fields continues to be very electrifying, at the very least. He's got a ways to go still as a passer. I think everybody knows that. He's getting better, which is good. He is showing improvement. Still got a ways to go. And the Bears have to get better and more dynamic as a passing offense. I think that's in the future. I don't expect it to happen now. I don't think there's a ton of talent. I think they need to spend the offseason acquiring talent, whether that's in the draft or free agency. Another offseason with Luke Getsy and Justin Fields being together could help. He's continuing to learn. He's getting valuable experience, valuable playing time. They've got 7 games left this year where hopefully he'll continue to get better. But they've got a long way to go as a passing offense. You're in a game, and maybe you didn't expect it to be a game, but you were in one in the final 15. You can't complete 2 balls for 13 yards. Can't.
Impossible.
Tough to win in this league doing that. Yeah. So this offense still has a ways to go, even though it is more exciting than we've seen in years. I mean, how many times have we, you know, on nice fall days in October or a nice day in November, and we're lamenting the fact that we're stuck inside watching the Bears, you know, struggle to score 10 points in a game at Tennessee when it was just 70 degrees in November outside. You're like, damn, I'd rather be watching any game or just being outside for a little bit than watch this nonsense. I mean, at least there's some excitement. There are some thrills. And in a month's time, he's gone from, or just the Bears, I think, have gone from an afterthought to people want to see them on red zone, Yurk. They want to see it. I mean, he is legitimately one of the most exciting players in the league right now, but he's got a ways to go as a passer.
And anytime they break in with a update, you know, or highlights, you know how they do that on Fox and CBS, we're going to break into the game here. And then you see Chicago. Usually, you know, it's something Justin Fields is doing with his feet.
He's doing something special.
Doing something special.
He can really run, man. He gave a defensive player a concussion, for crying out loud.
I saw that. Yeah.
Just be careful. It's a good way to take years off your quarterback's life.
He laid the wood when he had to. He's willing to.
He's a big, strong, athletic dude. 312-332-ESPN is the number if you want to join us on a Bears Monday. We'll cross-talk in about an hour with Waddle and Sylvie. You can join the chat on Twitch, twitch.tv, or download the app. And you can watch us every day when we're out and about, or in our Old National Bank State Street studio like we are today. Twitch brought to you all this week by DraftKings. Chase is on the south side. What's up, Chase?
Hey, what's going on? For all of you guys know,
what's happening, Chase?
Oh, not much, man. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to tell you, like, I know, like, Jitsi, I'm going to just tell you, like, some of his calling is very conservative. Like, I get, like, okay, he has done a good job of tailoring his offense around Fields and what he does well. But my biggest problem with him is sometimes I feel like he's very conservative. Like, sometimes I feel like it's like, for example, it was third and I don't know if you guys remember the first play of the drive. He runs the ball on 3rd and 14. And, like, why are you running the ball?
I hated it.
And it's like, I heard Cap this morning. He always say we don't have the talent. We can't protect them. But it's just certain moves. I just want to say this. I don't understand the process and what the Bears are doing. Like, if this is a rebuild, then why? Like, okay, I get that we don't have the playmakers to make on the outside to make plays. But if this is a year of development, we should be more aggressive. It's like, what is the disconnect? Because, for example, why is St. Brown, Pringle, and Pettis? Why are these guys playing? Why aren't we seeing more Clay? We trade away these guys, and we're not even seeing them. It's like, what is the plan here? What are we doing here? Are we trying to win, or are we trying to rebuild? I don't understand the process and what they're trying to do for the season.
Well, they're trying to rebuild. You know what they're doing. You might not like, they might not hit a home run every single time, Chase, but you know what they're doing. Don't say you don't know what they're doing. Of course you
know what they're doing.
Yeah, they picked up. They picked up Enkeel Harry off the scrap heap, you know?
They did.
He was on the scrap heap. Then they claimed him, right? They claimed him?
They traded for him. They traded a seventh-round pick,
Yeah, they traded the last pick of the draft for him, basically.
Yes. No, but, Chase, I know what you're saying.
I know what they're doing. I understand what they're doing, but what I'm saying is, like, Carl, what I'm saying is I understand what they're doing, but it just, to me, it seems confusing. Like, okay, so we are in a rebuild, and this is a year of development. But, like, okay, so Velus Jones, for an example. Okay, he has made mistakes, but this is a guy you drafted him to. He has to learn.
Chase, listen up.
I'm sorry.
The problem with Velus is they probably know he can't play. There's no other reason a third round draft pick would be a healthy scratch. Okay, so scratch him off. Yurko can explain it better, but this is not out of nowhere. They watch practice. They're watching tape. They're watching film. They probably have realized that Velus can't play.
They made a mistake.
Scratch him off. Now, I agree with you on N'Keal Harry. Why does
Pringle?
Chase Claypool get two targets yesterday? Yeah, I've got legitimate questions about those things, too. I think you're right. And I totally agree about the first drive of the game. Totally 100%. And Mark Sanchez with this nonsense.
Great start for Chicago. Just one hiccup there with that holding penalty on the left tackle. I don't know. I think that's a tough call for me. But other than that, they looked almost perfect.
Well, that wasn't the cut I was looking for. Sorry. Hold on. There was, there was Mark Sanchez talking about you did the right. The third and 14 at the 20. It's the right
conservative
play.
Conservative.
Come on. Get out of here. Yeah. It's silliness. Third and 14, a handoff. Come on.
Well, in essence, he was complimenting what was happening.
Silliness.
There. And the holding call comes on your tackle when he's got him squared up. He's fine. And then when your quarterback breaks contain because he's going to run or try to buy himself some time, now you change the angles. And as you change the angles, the defensive lineman's trying to get out of there. You not knowing where your quarterback is, you hold on. Mm. And then you get your arm out a little bit too far because the guy's going that way. If you don't let go, they're going to call holding.
Call it, yeah.
There are a couple of mystery holding calls. I was like, whoa.
Chase, thanks for calling. And don't call Bleck and Abdallah tonight and start asking about Mitch either, all right? Don't do it tonight, Chase. Resist.
Resist
the temptation.
To talk about, did Mitch play?
No. Kenny Pickett.
Pickett play?
Kenny Pickett looks lost, too.
Well, I mean, that's part of the
but
process.
But he's a rookie. I get it.
That's part of the process. Not everybody is Dante Marino.
Oh, my God.
When they come to the league.
He looked terrible yesterday. He's got some of the same issues the Bears have, you know. I don't think they love anybody necessarily. And I mean, you like Pickens, obviously, but I don't know. They have a bad line, and he looks.
Let me ask you, who's a better running back? One guy's got player A's got 108 attempts for 643 yards for a 6-yard average. Player B has 115 attempts for 434 yards with a 3.8 average.
I like the guy with a 6-yard average.
Now, over the course of 100 snaps or 100 carries per, you could take out any like little big run this, big run that. You know, or some of the nuances of having some sort of bias with statistics, a statistical bias.
Right.
And over the course of time, player A is Herbert, player B is Montgomery. So everybody that keeps saying, we've got to sign Montgomery, you don't have to sign anybody.
Everybody. Who's saying we've got to sign Montgomery?
Oh, they're out there, Carl.
I haven't actually heard that.
Oh, they're out there.
No.
We've got to sign with the paper like Roquan used to run with, you know, putting the fingers together. Whoa, got to get paid, got to get paid.
No. That's silliness.
Let somebody else make the mistake of paying him.
Needs to play more. I like both their running backs.
And then when Herbert becomes a free agent, bring up the next guy.
Trust in Ebner time, baby.
Yeah,
of course.
Exactly.
Just keep rolling through them.
Just keep rolling through them.
But I did not running backs. I did not like what the Bears did on that first drive. Third and 14, handing it off, not taking at least one shot to the end zone. You're at the 20. Throw the ball to the end zone. Oh, you got to get three there, do you? Why? I hate that attitude. I hate it. Third and 14, you're going to hand it off and just settle for a little chip shot field goal. It's the, you know, Yurko talks about not being happy when you lose. You want to know what's defeatist? That's defeatist. Well, let's not let our quarterback do anything stupid now or turn the ball over. Not one shot at the end zone? So you had a holding penalty. You got backed up. Okay. Not one shot at the end zone? Not one? Third and 14, let's hand it off. 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
Karma
and kick a field
see
goal.
Something. Four vertical running through the end zone.
It's terrible. It is. It's chicken, you know what, horse call, play call.
You're not happy
it's
about
chicken
it.
Chicken horse. I didn't even keep it straight. I'm so hot about it. And Mark Sanchez is defending it on the broadcast. Stop it. It's chicken, you know what.
Mark Sanchez, quarterback of the century, right?
He was? I didn't remember.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you remember when Mark Sanchez was quarterback of the century?
What are they, running out of ex-players that want
to
be in? Hey, what are they, running out of players that want to be in the booth?
He was good at USC.
Hey, with the Jets.
Are they running out of players?
I don't know.
Do you remember him at the Jets? Do you remember what they were imploring him to do? Was it one of the Schottenheimers was his coordinator, right? Or quarterback coach?
I think so.
They were imploring him to be more confident.
I remember.
They were imploring him to be, you know, stand up and be a man.
Maybe that's why he likes running the ball on your 20 and 3rd and 14 and kicking a field goal.
Did Fredo get smacked around? Is that who got smacked around? Yeah. Be a man.
Well,
that was Johnny Fontaine.
Yes.
That's in essence what Sanchez was getting. He was getting the Johnny Fontaine treatment in his meeting room.
Fredo got smacked around by Mo Green
because
he was doing something with cocktail waitresses
like two at a time.
And the guests couldn't get drinks.
Yeah.
For all of you who are wondering what we're talking about, that's The Godfather. Let's
the
go
greatest
back
movie in the world.
Yes. 312-332-3776. Yeah, see, I'm with Chase, though. I got hot and bothered by that first play, by that first drive, too, and the decision at the end there. James is in La Crosse. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been
a long time.
You
tell us, man. What's going on?
Jeez. I mean, my question is, we have all this cap space, but then Justin's doing basically everything by himself, so what side is worse, offense or defense? Like, where are we going to we have to do something.
It's an easy fix for me.
Thanks, James.
Okay, you've got an area, you got to get yourself a stud left tackle, I believe, to protect his blind side.
Find that in free agency?
So that's one area. I don't know if you can find it in free agency or you got to do it through the draft.
Okay, yeah.
Some teams do it with Tony Boselli. Other teams do it with Gary Zimmerman. Some do it with Chris Hinton. These are old school names,
Chris
just to let
Hinton.
You know. Guys that come in, they're studs, they're rocks, they're there forever for a long period of time. You're going to have to find some playmakers at the receiver position. I think Claypool's going to be a part of your future. I think Mooney's going to be a part of your future. So there's two guys I got, and I think Cole Kmet's a part of your future. So I need two receivers coming in that are going to be quality receivers to add to the depth in case somebody gets a lingering hammy or a calf or a high ankle sprain. You've got to have yourself some depth. I don't know if N'Keal Harry could be the guy. I don't know if Brian Pringles can be one
Byron
either.
Pringle.
Whatever his name is, all right? Stud left tackle, you got to address the receiver position. You need one offensive lineman, not five. You need one offensive lineman.
If the Bears are drafted in the top 10, guys, finally they might, or even in the top 6, let's say. Like, I'm telling you, this could be the long-term benefit of all of it. It's like, what if they draft who's the kid? Paris.
Defense.
Paris Johnson.
Let me give you defense here while we're up against the break here.
I was just saying, like, that left tackle you're talking about could be fine with the 6th pick.
I need a premier elite pass rusher. And then I need a John Henderson, Marcus Stroud, Warren Sapp, Cortez Kennedy type on the interior. You've got to have at least one guy in the interior and one guy coming from the perimeter. Okay? And then you can have guys that complement them along the way. Right? Linebackers, give me three linebackers and put them in there. Because if you got a stud defensive line in front of you, you're going to be able to put guys back there. They're going to be able to be successful. But I do need a shutdown corner. You don't have one on this team. You need a shutdown corner. You got to have one.
All right.
That's on a guy like glue. That is sticky on a receiver. Right now, our guys are sticky on the other team.
Yeah.
Not good. Right?
That's not good.
There you go. I just fixed your team for you.
Thank you, Yerk.
Just happened.
Go
right
get
in front
a job
of your
at
eyes.
Hallis. Get up there.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need 7 guys to make an impact next year to come in and be better than the guys that are here right now, and they're going to be a much better team.
All right. There you go.
7 out of 22.
Yurko just solved all the
kicker
problems.
Kicker doesn't matter. Punter doesn't matter. Long snapper doesn't matter. I don't care about any of it.
Running back, they're fine.
Yep. When Montgomery leaves, they're going to be fine because Herbert will be there.
Yes, indeed.
And all then right. Enders will be there, and then some kid who's in college will be there.
Back to your phone calls. You call him Embers?
What's his name?
Tristan Ebner.
Ebner. I said Ebner.
You said, I don't know. You said,
Embers. I think said, I said Embers. Embers. Yeah.
The slow embers of the waning winter fire. We will take more of your Bears calls coming up next.
Did you miss some Carmen and Yurko? You don't have to miss anything. Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Fields, all day to throw, directing traffic, and he finds...
I played the wrong one. Hold on. Playing for that. I want to play this one.
Listen, when you're breaking in a young quarterback, I know it's his second year, but he didn't start the whole year last year. He's still learning so much about these situations, about when it's time to cut the ball loose, when it's time to tuck it and run, and when it's time to just settle for 3 points on your opening drive at home. You're running the ball well. You got momentum. No need to put that ball in the air and put it in harm's way. Justin Fields, and I love Getsy's call right there. Sometimes you got to protect the quarterback from himself, right? And remind him, you're just going to eat that elephant one bite at a time, all right?
It's silliness. What momentum? It's the opening drive of the game.
Yeah. I'm going to eat the elephant one bite at a time.
What? Like, it's complete silliness. Third and 14, you're kicking a field goal anyway.
It's a great Mark Sanchez.
Like, and
how can
I
you doubt him?
Like, there,
how can
he
you doubt him?
And I don't mind Sanchez. Don't get me wrong. That's irritating. That's annoying. What? We got momentum. It's the opening drive. You're in field goal range. You are kicking a chip shot field goal. It's smart to not throw the ball to the end zone once. Why? What are you afraid of? That Justin Fields is going to turn the ball over?
That's not the way you like to play football,
no,
Carl.
It's not. It's not the way I like my young quarterback to learn or to teach him or the way I want my team to play football. No, it isn't.
You want to be aggressive.
Third and 14, handing the ball off and making a 24-yard field goal, a 22-yard field goal. I'm exaggerating on the numbers. What would it have been? A 36-yard field goal, a 34-yard field goal? That's silliness.
How many 3,500-plus seasons did Mark Sanchez have?
Two.
Zero would be your answer.
Right,
I just found a number that was right above his eye. Zero would be the answer.
No, but I don't mean to demean him as a player either. But I'm just saying,
thing
that's
is, just because he wasn't a great quarterback doesn't mean he doesn't know football.
Of course he knows football. And he said plenty of interesting things yesterday. Yes, I don't mind Sanchez as an analyst, but that's annoying. And that is defeatist. I'm sorry. And I don't know what momentum you're talking about on the opening drive of the game. Like
86 touchdowns, 89 interceptions.
It's just silly.
He's a player. And somebody asked me if Matt Ryan was going to be yesterday, just texted me out of the blue. Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer or not?
I'd say no.
Okay. And I'd
say he's close.
My answer was borderline.
Borderline,
along with like Philip Rivers, borderline.
I'd say Philip Rivers is in.
Okay, again, two borderlines. Then I named off four quarterbacks that are going to the Hall of Fame. Brady, Peyton Manning, the group.
The group, yeah.
The group that played throughout the 2000s. You had Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Big Ben.
Yes.
It's four quarterbacks that are going to the Hall of Fame. That's over 10% of your quarterbacks in your league during that time that are going into the Hall of Fame.
You're forgetting another one.
Yeah. There's a major one.
Eli.
Eli's going. Well, Rodgers played during that time, too.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. There's five.
Well, Rodgers is more like the teens, but okay.
When did he win his Super Bowl?
07. 2010. In 10, I think he won his Super Bowl. 2010 or 11, yeah.
Rodgers
is going. Well, we were there. Maybe it was even 12. I don't even know.
It was 2011.
See, I mean, you get crossover. Listen, Favre played up through the odds, too, guys, if we want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Favre had a 20-year career.
I think your original point was point. There's already like five or six guys that are locked.
How much is too much?
Well, like I said, Eli's going too.
But the point is, are you taking 20% of your quarterbacks that played in the league during that period of time?
Right, so it's,
and they're going into the Hall of Fame. Where are my six centers then going in?
So it's Brady. Well, they're
where
not.
What do you mean they're not? You guys want to put Devin Hester in the Hall of Fame, for Christ's sake?
Nice.
What? No. No, 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 no. No, you can't do that. Okay.
Don't yell at me.
Well, I am, because you did it and you dismissed it so quickly. Like it was nothing.
How many centers are in the Hall of Fame?
I think we should yell at Carmen.
How many centers are in the Hall of Fame?
Well, that's my point. What are we doing? What are we doing? Making the exceptions.
I got the
guy from the Jacksonville Jaguar fan thing. Yeah, he became the fan of the year, and he told me the other day. I'm like, congratulations.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Here are the quarterbacks. Brady. Both Mannings. We might not like that Eli's going, but he's going. Brady, both Mannings. Big Ben.
I don't mind it, but you're lowering the
Breeze.
Bar.
Rodgers.
I don't mind if you lower the bar. Yeah.
And I think Rivers deserves it. I do. I might be in the minority on that, but I think he does. That's seven. Is that too many? Over a 20-year span? Favre's best years were in the 90s. I'm not counting Favre. I mean, Brett Favre went because he was one of the best quarterbacks of the 90s. That's not
well,
like...
and he was a three-time MVP, 95, 96, yeah, exactly. 97.
Is seven too many?
Two-year case.
Is seven too many of like the last 20 years? Like, to me, those are the seven that are going to be in.
Then how come it's not proportionate to the amount of running backs or the amount of receivers that go in?
Because it's not
to
as
the
sexy.
Amount of tackles, because the offensive guards are like...
Oh, please.
They're like the people with leprosy.
They
what are you going to go hide them on an island, Carm?
Guards and centers.
But bring me Hester. Guys, bring me Devin Hester, please.
All right, we're doing this. In. We're doing
Soldier
this again.
Soldier boy.
We're doing this again.
Hey,
was this
Soldier
just a
boy.
Long con to get to Hester
boy.
Not being allowed
it.
In?
Like, no,
was this just a long
I'm 100%
con?
Correct.
Yerk's right.
I'm 100% correct, but nobody wants to acknowledge it. They just want to say Devin Hester.
Okay, so for Matt Ryan, clearly the counting stats are going to be in his favor. The like as we go into the future, the passing yards are going to be there for all of these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So for Ryan, it's he won a Super Bowl and he took a team to the Super Bowl. I mean,
took a team
he went
Super,
to the
right.
Super Bowl. He won an MVP is what
right.
I meant to say.
Right.
That's going to be his credential
right.
item, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if getting to a Super Bowl and winning an MVP qualifies as you're automatically a Hall of Fame quarterback.
You know what, then? Maybe you could easily shoot down my Phillip Rivers because Rivers never won an MVP and never went to a Super Bowl.
I think Phillip Rivers is
a borderline Hall of Famer, and I'd put him in ahead. But
according to you, Matthew Stafford is because he won a Super Bowl.
Stafford like, there will has be a Hall to be then. A separation between just stat dudes and like...
See, like Stafford, I'm sorry.
Like,
Matthew Stafford is not a Hall of
Famer
quarterback.
But he's a stat dude who won a Super Bowl.
I mean, you can't,
like, Rivers
you can't
is just
count
a
for one
guy.
And not count for the other.
But what do you mean? But who am I? Oh no. Eli won two, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Well, come on. You know Eli's going. I don't necessarily agree with it. But there's no way you're keeping a New York quarterback out of the Hall of Fame that beat Belichick twice. They won both of the Super Bowls against Brady and Belichick. There's no way he's not going to the Hall of Fame, even though his career doesn't look like a Hall of Fame quarterback's career by any stretch of the imagination. It doesn't, but he won two Super Bowls. So he's going to go because of that. And he won them against the greatest coach-quarterback combination of all time. So he's going to go, and it might not be fair. Yeah, maybe Rivers is a no. Matthew Stafford is not a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, that, you know, like, at
well,
some
he
point.
Won a, he won a Super Bowl, Carr.
No, but that's okay. There are quarterbacks who won Super Bowls that aren't in. Plunkett's not in, right? I mean,
no, Plunkett's not.
Not even close.
I mean, you're going way back. Jim Kelly's not in. I mean, Jim Kelly's in,
so
and
Jim
he,
Kelly's
did,
in
he never
and
won
he
a
win,
Super Bowl.
Right.
He went to four of them, but he didn't win one.
Right.
So, yeah, and he only threw
Dilfer
for 35,000.
Dilfer's not getting into the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, but everybody, Joe Flacco's not getting into the Hall of Fame.
Stafford's better than those guys.
Everybody knows the obvious ones that aren't getting into the Hall of Fame.
Stafford's better than Flacco, obviously. He's better than Trent Dilfer ever was by about a million miles. But I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay, as of right now, Russell Wilson.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hold on,
Belichick, real quick.
Now we're in the rabbit hole. Hold on.
Yeah, we're getting into this. Russell Wilson, he has a Super Bowl ring.
I'd say no.
Passing yards are going to be there, though.
I don't know.
It's close.
I mean, he's got five seasons where he's got to
like
put up some yards.
He doesn't want to wear the wristband. Ballincourt. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, Ballincourt.
I'm all over the place. Hey, it's Ballincourt. Hey, what's up?
You guys ready?
Yeah, we're here, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I don't trust this general manager's decision, man. I'm seeing a lot of red flags. First of all, he got sucker punched by Tomlin for high draft picks. And he made bad decision on the defense. I don't care if we tanking or what. But anyway, aren't we winning on offense with the other guys' players?
Aren't we winning on offense? I'm sorry, what did you say, Bell?
Yeah,
Carter?
We're
we
scoring points.
On
he's saying we're winning on offense.
Oh,
we're
gotcha.
Winning. No, listen up, guys. We're winning games with the other guys' players from last year. I'm talking about pace.
Field.
We're not winning with his guy.
So Field, well, because you're scoring points right now because of Fields, and that was Pace's
That's
guy.
That's what I'm
yes.
saying. I don't trust his decision.
Well, there hasn't court, been a lot he hasn't court. Made additions yeah. yet. The additions are here, are meant simply to be here for a season, and then they're going to find a way, except for like Claypool. Claypool's going to be here for a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would think.
Guys that he made a little bit of an investment in, they're going to be here for a little bit longer. Right now, this is a roster that is going to be here for this year and is going to be much different next year. That dead money, they put all that dead money into 1 year. That way they can go and spend it the way they want to, the way they need to.
He's had one offseason, Valancourt. I mean, it's a little hard to say, you know.
And this season, this offseason went about the business of tearing.
Purging.
This was a teardown.
Yeah, it was
purging. You know, take the little housing term. A little bit of a teardown. So you got to take it down to the you know,
studs.
Yeah, the
you
studs.
Want it down to the
take
studs.
It down to the studs.
That's
right.
That's what
now.
They're kind of doing.
And but I still thought they could win games because the NFL was bad. And guess what? They've been in a position to win games.
They've been in a lot of games.
Fortunately, they're losing how to lose.
They just haven't won them. All right,
learning how to lose. Not
more,
good.
We'll take more of your Bear calls coming up. We got about 30 minutes left, and then we'll cross talk with Waddle and Sylvie. We're also going to discuss our players of the weekend. Or is it a no-brainer after one pretty spectacular performance in Orchard Park yesterday? We'll knock that around coming up next. 312-332-ESPN. We'll be right back.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Talk about our players of the weekend brought to you by the Pride Stores. Every Monday we discuss who we thought was sensational, spectacular from the weekend. 15 Chicagoland Pride Store locations and counting. Find one near you today. You won't be disappointed. Who sticks out for you, Yurko?
You're pretty obvious
Boy,
one from yesterday.
I watched a lot of UFC this weekend, too.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you saw it. I saw the final three fights. Dustin Poirier, the young, I think, Korean girl that won in her fight. And then the last fight looked like this guy was getting his butt kicked, and he came back and won in the
Alex
fourth
Pereira.
Round. Yeah. That's him. Yeah.
Jordan Sherwood on the Unnamed MMA podcast gave out that winner at like plus 300.
Come on.
Yeah.
Can I tell you this?
That's why it pays to listen.
It didn't look good. It didn't look good for a long time.
It did not look good.
He was down 3 rounds to 1, 39-37 on the card.
He got saved by the bell at the first round, I believe.
Yes.
He almost got knocked out in the first round.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, yes. But, you know, he came back, he stuck with it, landed a couple of punches.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, the poor fellow was up against the fence, and he was getting pummeled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So my player of the week is UFC. I thought it was an entertaining card.
Okay. Sounds good. Abdallah.
I hope I'm not taking one from Chris Bleck as well, but this would be my shout-out to the Pac-12 for continuing to eat their young.
Yeah.
Oregon loses to Washington. UCLA loses to Arizona. And if you do the eating your young, USC will probably lose to UCLA then this weekend. You're going to have a whole bunch of two-loss teams that won't get into the playoffs.
Like Saturn devouring his children,
I'm
right?
I'm just saying,
that's
man. That's how the Pac-12. What did I text you the second the game was over? You guys love to eat your own. That's what's going to happen. USC might lose, and then you got a bunch of two-loss teams, and the Pac-12 won't get into the championship.
How about you worry about your team trying to stay away from three losses?
Hey, they beat Ole Miss.
USC's in good shape right now.
They are.
Yeah, they are in good shape.
They have to travel. Well, not travel, but I mean, they're the road team. Doesn't really matter, I guess, but they're playing UCLA, I mean, this weekend, right, Chris?
Yeah, at the Rose Bowl. No one will be there. So
nobody will be there, so it's okay. Yeah, USC's impressive, man. I mean... and it was a wild weekend in the Pac-12. That's true. All right, Chris, who do you got?
You know, I was going to give it to Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback for Washington,
good
because
call.
What Abdallah was saying, that game was one of the better games of the entire Saturday action, and it was fun to watch, and you had two good quarterbacks going head-to-head, Bo Nix, Michael Penix. Penix obviously played in Indiana, transfers over, having a hell of a season.
Yeah.
Now, you're starting to see his name with all the draft people start referencing that he's really built the case that maybe he'll be selected in the NFL draft.
Interesting.
So, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr.
That's a big win on the road. Two touchdown underdogs.
Yeah.
They had Oregon, had about a 27-game home winning streak going, I think? 27, 28 games. That was impressive. I could go with a college guy, but he lost. My guy, Sam Hartman, just can't beat NC. Four more touchdown passes. He can't beat UNC. My guy, Sam Hartman, came close. And I had Wake Forest -3.5, and they lost outright. Ouch. Part of a 2-5 weekend. Not
How
a good
about
weekend.
Drake May,
Drake
Boy.
May's good, boys.
Drake May for Heisman, Chris.
Boys.
Drake May for
I'm
Heisman.
I'm telling you, Drake May's going to buck the trend in a few years. Carolina quarterbacks in the NFL.
If Drake May had a USC jersey on, Chris would be out in front with a sign on that said, Drake May for Heisman.
The whole country would be.
Congrats.
For
some reason, Abdallah and Tyler Aki are obsessed with Drake May.
He's playing in North Carolina. That's why nobody's talking about him enough.
Right, exactly.
He's going to be...
Ignore Caleb Williams.
Guys, ignore Caleb. Guys, he's going to be everything we had hoped Mitch was going to be. That's going to be Drake May in 3 years. Be everything that Mitch couldn't be. I'll give it to Justin Jefferson. I mean, what he did yesterday, Yurko talks about nut cutting time. I mean, 4th and 18, do or die. That's one of the most spectacular catches you're going to see. He had five catches for 89 yards in the final 2 minutes of the game in overtime. Five for 89 yards. Are you kidding me?
He went up and got it, too.
I mean, just spectacular. He had that's his guy. Three for the game. Yeah. It was, you know, he's special.
As a part of this, we're recognizing excellence, right?
Yes.
I'd like to get the old tip of the cap to the Big Ten West.
Well,
boy, you want to talk about hot garbage.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is. You want to talk about hot garbage? 4-3 is the leader in that side of the conference.
Illinois?
A four-way tie. Purdue, Illinois, Iowa, the Golden Gophers, all 4-3 in conference
Illinois
play.
Illinois had one job.
I know.
That's
one
all
job.
They had
you
to
had
do.
One job.
At home.
Don't lose at home.
Don't lose at home.
Twice.
Well, I mean.
Back-to-back weekends.
Yeah, but Purdue was like the big one. Don't lose to Purdue at home.
They were a 10-point favorite against MSU. Coming off of a disgraceful MSU performance, both on the field and off the week before, and they lost two at home. Are you kidding? The Big Ten West is thoughts and prayers,
it's garbage.
Boys. Thoughts and prayers for the Big Ten West.
Yeah, it is hot garbage.
Oof.
The East, on the other hand, 10-0, 10-0, 8-2.
We're 2 weeks away?
2 weeks away from the big one.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That's going to be
And fun. It's going to be a great college football game.
Yes, Yurko. Very good. I'm glad the U.S.-England game is Friday. That will leave Saturday morning. We can just dive into Ohio State,
I think
Michigan.
I got Croatia that day, but you go ahead and dive into what you want to do.
Well, I will diving into Ohio State and Michigan for sure. Steve's in Indy on ESPN 1000. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I've been noticing a trend with the offense. I know we started out the season trying the offense out, seeing what works with Justin, what doesn't work with Justin, and getting the OL up to speed. And then Poles pulls them together and says, hey, let's do what we do best. And then they unleash Justin on the world.
Steve, what's happening to the dog in the background?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my garage and she's whining for attention. It's terrible.
I thought it was
I have a Labrador. She's mouthy. But anyway, what I'm noticing now that the run game's gone and they got Cole Kmet going, where was Chase Claypool yesterday? Why aren't they taking some shots to the outsides and finding our DeAndre Hopkins or Justin Jefferson out there to try to get those balls? I think that'll really loosen things up for the middle, and I think that's something that they failed to do in the last couple games to really get us going.
I would love to see. Sorry, Stevie. Go take care of the dog, too. Give the dog some love.
Give the dog a bone.
That dog needs some attention.
That dog needs a bone.
They need to get Claypool involved, of course. You know, you traded a good asset. You want him to be part of your future. You might even sign him into an extension this offseason. Who knows? Like, let's see it. The passing game does have a long way to go, folks. A long way. Justin's exciting as all get-out.
Yes, he
There's
is.
No doubt about
yes,
it.
Yes, he is.
The passing offense.
And he's getting better. He's just not there yet.
Right. Spain's in Joliet. What up, Spain?
Hey. First time call, a long time listening to you guys.
Welcome aboard, thanks my friend. Welcome aboard.
I just want to talk about the defense, man. The defense is losing us the game.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Look at that fourth quarter. It's like 5 minutes left. Detroit drives down. It's like 9 plays. They took 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And they got a score. Easy score. Same thing against Miami. You take away the block punt. We gave up a ton of pass play, and we're looking bad on some of these plays, guys. Too open.
Yes.
So
100%
right.
I'm
gonna hang up.
Oh yeah,
you're right, Spain.
No. Yeah, the defense is making life tough, but the special teams helped make life tough last week, and then the quarterback threw the ball into the other team's hands, returned for a touchdown. So this defense we know is bad.
Yeah.
Right. But they were a good second half team at the beginning of the year, and that's disappeared. You know, the regression has happened. Where you reverse back to the mean, you know?
Yep.
That's happened for this defense in the second half.
Think about it, in the last 3 weeks, you had a team block one of your punts and return it for a touchdown. You had the Micah Parsons scoop and score, Yerk, where the Cowboys defense scored.
Yeah.
Your quarterback threw a pick six. The defense is bad. We know that. But when those things are happening, when the defense of the other team is scoring, Yerk, and you're getting punts blocked, that doesn't help. You want to know, well, they're in these games. That's how you lose some of these games. You're not a great football team to begin with, right? That's how you're losing some of these. That's how you're 3-7 now. It's stuff like that that can't be happening. The defense is going to struggle, though. They don't have a pass rusher. They've traded him away. Muhammad didn't play yesterday. You know, you're thin there. Al-Qaeda Muhammad didn't play yesterday. You're thin there to begin with. Then you lose a player who's injured and didn't play. You tried dialing up some pressure. You dialed up pressure on a third down play. You got beat. It's going to be. It's going. I just got to tell everybody.
It's going to be a work in progress.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm frustrated because they lost. And listen, I know the defense was bad.
It's a work in progress. It really is. This defense is a.
But you were up 24-10.
I know.
Okay, and the defense gave up a touchdown. The offense gave up a touchdown. You came back. You scored. The defense gave one up. Now, whether you're scoring 7 points, you're scoring 30 points. At some point, everybody's got to play.
Here's the good news.
You got to play.
Here's the good news. You can fix the defense on the fly easier. You can fix it quicker. You can fix it easier. That's the one thing I would say. Like, take solace in that, I guess, right now. That you should be able, with all that you have at your disposal between the draft and free agency next year, is fix the defense on the fly a little bit quicker. The most important thing is making sure Justin's the quarterback and then protecting him and getting him weapons. And I think it's harder to, like, it's harder to make all that work. So let's, like, focus in on that and let's hope they can do those things. The defense, I think they'll be able to fix a little bit quicker. And you have a defensive-minded head coach, so that should help too. 312-332-3776. Crosstalk in 15. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Second and 18. Fields in some trouble trying to get it to come out. It's intercepted. Okuda with the pick. And little one picks big one and takes it for a touchdown.
And now on third down, Fields
will yank it. And there's room to run for Fields. Fields,
oh,
turn it on the speed. Fields on the angle. Trying to outrace Okuda. And he'll beat him to the goal line for the touchdown.
Oh, wow. The good and the bad yesterday of Justin Fields. Yeah, that was Buckeye on Buckeye crime there, Yurko. Okuda picking off Justin Fields, taking it back to the house for six, and then Fields running right by him. Okuda's like, come on, I got to catch him. I got it. No, I can't catch him. Justin's like, no, you can't catch me. You can't catch me.
He gave chase. He caught him quick.
Man, he's fast.
But he couldn't get him.
Oh, my God, for a guy his size, he's so fast. Let's clean up a few calls. We're going to cross talk with Waddle and Sylvie coming up there on 2-6. Bleck and Abdallah tonight, 6-8. Our buddy Jordan in Maryville. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Good, man. Great. What's going on, Jordan?
Good, good. Hey, you know, this is how I feel about the Bears season. You remember the scene from Goodfellas when Jimmy and Paulie went to see Henry and said, hey, you got to go home.
Yeah.
He said, smarten up. You got to go home.
Right.
But Jimmy told him, he said, hey, this is what it is. And that's how I feel about the Bears season. This season is what it is. We know that Justin Fields needs to be developed. We know that they trimmed it down to try to build it back up. So wins to me really don't matter. Now, when it comes to next year, now, you know, that's when I'll smarten up. I'll say, okay, well, they have a boatload of cash. They got the draft picks. Now I can look objectively and say, okay, I'm worried about wins now. But until then, just entertain me because, like I said before, this season is what it is.
Well, they are entertaining, Jordan. Thanks. I mean, he's entertaining for damn sure. Justin Fields is. Just want to see him continue to get better as a passer. And at some point, they're going to have to do that. As exciting as it is, and it is exciting, don't get me wrong. You're not elevating yourself into the conversation amongst the league's elite quarterbacks throwing for 2,500 yards.
It's a great scene, too.
It is a great scene.
It's a great scene. They're convincing him. He's with the Guma.
What are you going to do? We're not going to get divorced. We're not any Molly.
Yeah. And he's like, you got to go because he's driving the wives nuts.
Of course.
And the wives are driving them nuts.
Yes. Got to go.
And it's like, you got to go. I mean, this is it.
I got the two of them coming to the house every day. I can't have it. I can't have it, Hendry. I can't have it. No, you can't throw for 2,500 passing yards in this league and be an elite level quarterback. That's still got to get better. And that's going to be in part of, like, fixing this offense and growing this offense with Justin in the coming years. But, I mean, we're asking for the Bears' first 4,000-yard passer. They're not going to get to three this year. You realize that. They're probably not going to come close to 3,000-yard passing. I mean, that's, in this day and age, that's hard to do. Now, he's doing it with his legs, and that's great, and it's fun. It's exciting. But it's not a way to sustain any sort of success. It just isn't. We want 4,000 yards, not 2,500 yards.
Yeah, that's not doing it.
No.
Not going to get it done. Now, I mean, that being said, I mean, he will rush for 1,000 yards this year.
Yes, that's going to happen.
1,200. He'll be the leading rusher on your Chicago Bears team.
Yes.
With Herbert being your second leading rusher and maybe over 1,000 yards himself. He is trending that way.
Herbert,
Clark.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah. Herbert is trending.
I just wonder if he'll get enough
17 games. That's your thing. He'll be able to do
17
it.
17 games.
But he'll be able to do it like with 200 carries. He'll have 1,200 yards. Remember, if he's averaging 6 yards a carry,
yes,
he'll be able to do it with how many carries, Carm? Do your math. 160 what? 163.666.
Thank you.
Yes, as Chuck Swirsky would say.
I need to see more Khalil Herbert. Get him the ball more. And Montgomery's fine, but like, no. Let's see more Khalil Herbert. And let's see Chase Claypool. I hope by week three here, this coming Sunday in Atlanta, we see a little bit more of Chase Claypool. Bears are a 3-point dog this week, by the way. Right back to being an underdog.
Right back
but
to being
a more
dog.
Familiar spot. The Bears in their last 20
the
games
road.
Now as a favorite.
Are losers.
7-11-1. I'm sorry, 7-12-1 against the number. Oof. Not good.
Not good, Carm.
Probably don't want to stay away from laying points with the Bears.
And they're on the road. They'll
they
be a dog.
The they're a dog.
Three in Atlanta,
five.
On the turf, right?
Yeah. Oh, Justin Fields should have a
Is that the old Omni? They're
not the old Omni.
Is it the Mercedes Center? What is it exactly?
I believe it is.
The Mercedes Center?
It's a good-looking building.
Yeah.
That has seen a Super Bowl play there. Mark's in Joliet. What's up, Mark?
Hey, two things. Does the Big Ben defense actually work? I know you don't give up the big play, but you get nickeled and dimed to death.
Well, they got nickeled and dimed to death, but they had the one big 45-yarder in the middle of it all.
That was not a prevent defense.
No, they were playing defense. They brought a blitz on that 45-yarder.
They brought a six-man pressure. That's not prevent defense, and they still got burned.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't happen either, Mark. You know, that's the old joke or the old cliche. Prevent defense
prevents
you from winning.
Yeah. Prevents winning.
A few other things from around the NFL. You know, we talked a little bit about Justin Jefferson and the Vikings, and Cousins looked awful for the early portion of that game, but then bounced back. I mean, they've now won 7 straight one-score games. They couldn't win a one-score game last year, Yurko. They lost 7 of them. Now they've won 7 straight. That's crazy. I don't know how to properly evaluate the Vikings. I think they have a lot of offensive talent, which is great, and they're better coached than they were a year ago, or at least there's a different mindset to what they want to do offensively and how aggressive they want to be offensively, and I think that benefits them. But it's pretty wild. I don't know what to really make of the Vikings. They're the two... They're going to be the 2 seed, probably, right? I mean, you think about the way the NFC's gone. It's going to be Eagles and Vikings
right.
at this rate.
Right. But remember, only 1 seed matters, right?
Well, only the top seed gets the bye.
They get the bye. Yeah. And I was looking at, you know, playoff repercussions. You got 3 teams from the East right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got the winners, so you've got room for one more team, right? You've got 4 conference winners.
You have
2 teams coming from the East. There's a 5-4 team out there that's a second-place team.
The 5-4 team is, San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco right now is your qualifier.
San Francisco's in.
Right, at 5-4. That's not really blowing you out of the water. One game above 500. And you look at their schedule, so Green Bay still has a shot. There's still teams with shots out there.
Oh, yeah.
To get into the playoffs.
Well, Green Bay's a game behind Tampa for the last spot. No, you're right, if they can get on a heater. I don't know that they will. Josh Allen leads the NFL in interceptions with 10. I think 3 red zone picks his last 2 games. What's going on there?
I think the elbow. I think you know there's a little bit of concern there. I think he's pressing. I think he knows what the expectations are. You know, they understand what the expectations are in Buffalo. You went to the AFC. No, they didn't go to the AFC Championship game last year.
They
blew it in the divisional championship, right?
Yep.
The divisional round.
Correct.
But they knew. They played Kansas City. It was theirs.
Oh, they had it.
It was theirs.
They had it won, man.
And
it
had been at home playing Cincinnati. They
Correct.
Knew it was theirs.
Yep.
And they were on a roll. They were scoring points, but it went sideways for them there. Josh Allen knows what the expectations are for the Buffalo Bills. He knows they anticipated getting back and winning.
Mm-hmm.
And at 6-1, you're feeling all frisky.
Now they're 6-3.
Now they're 6-3.
They're the 6th seed right now.
Yeah.
Go figure that.
Well,
10 weeks into the year.
I think they'll be fine.
I think they will be too.
I think they'll be fine.
And then the Dolphins continue to impress. I had Browns plus 3.5. Ouch. First drive, Browns go down and score. Second drive, they're at the Miami 20 or Miami 30. Fumble. Then they turned it over on downs on their next drive. And it was like, at that point, and it was still a 10-point game at the half, so it's not like it was a blowout. It was at the end. It's one of those where I'm like, eh, forget it. You can just tell. You get the vibe, you know? You get the vibe. Guess how many times Miami's punted the last 3 games?
Oh, they've punted last 3 games 4 times.
Twice.
I missed it.
Miami's fun, man. You want to talk about a fun team to watch? Miami's punted twice in the last three games. That offense can really get up and down the field and score. We're going to talk Bears and go around the league with Waddle and Sylvie during Crosstalk coming up next. Justin Fields has the final word, brought to you by Bath Planet.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
It's a dumb play. Screen, the DN sniffed it out pretty good. So that, I can assure you that would never happen again for the rest of my career. Just screen, DN sniffed it out. Tried to move him a little bit and tried to float it over to Cole and overthrew it, but just got to dirt it and play the next play.